I want to preface the following video and episode you're about to hear by saying there are several graphic, true life scenarios shared by my next guest. If you have any children in the room, please pause this first and then listen with no children present. Without further ado, my next guest and his harrowing story.
Imagine, if you will, a group of sadist cowards burying a 4-year-old child alive in a coffin that contained a dead adult body with its guts ripped out. All of this planned out so they could enjoy the horrific, frightening screams of that child, only pulling him out after his fight to escape exhausted him to near death. Then, when he came to, imagine the memories etched on his DNA of their evil, laughing faces as he struggled to recover from such torture. Imagine a 5-year-old boy, petrified in a frozen state of fear, sitting alone on a stainless steel medical table, covered in the blood of child body parts discarded around him. I lived these and hundreds of similar horrors twice. First as a child at the hands of ritualistic sexual deviants, and decades later, the horror resurfaced in an avalanche of extreme pain, awful memories, and massive hormonal damage to my body. In my book, Heal, I use my art and stories to explain the realities of childhood trauma, its physical and mental effects, the suppression of memories, and how they resurface. I clear up so much confusion in the trauma therapy community around the healing process and explain the complex realities and the ugly side of recovery while bringing hope to those suffering. It is a tough road, but you absolutely can heal.
This is going to be a hard episode for me to do, but it needs to be done. Jimmy Toro is an American contemporary artist, composer, and author of his new book, Heal, which depicts his journey through the horrors of extreme childhood abuse to the painful yet magical healing process. He is also the founder of Rescue 11, a nonprofit whose mission is to protect our children from awful child abusers and help victims and survivors of child abuse heal and become warriors. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Counterculture Mom Show. I'm Tina Griffin, and our mission will always be to expose the lies of the enemy and blast the truth to the masses. We are talking about satanic ritual abuse, the warning signs, and how to help survivors heal with artist and nonprofit founder Jimmy Toro. Jimmy, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for giving this a platform.
Absolutely. My honor. I'm sitting here and usually I can move my arms and move my body and I'm still like motionless, frozen from watching that 2-minute intro video. This was not going to be one of the top questions we talked about, but I know our audience is definitely wanting to know, how did you find yourself in that situation being tortured just in the two ways you explained in that open video? Who did that to you? Where were your parents? And how in the world did you escape?
Yeah, people don't understand that there are these rings of adults who get together in some pseudo-religious organization, if you will. That's why it's called ritualistic abuse. And they've existed from the beginning of time, and they exist today. And people don't understand that they also exist in your neighborhood. And they could be the mayor, they could be the average person, they could be the judge, they could be, you know, these individuals, they are addicted to abusing children and they won't stop. And I use the word sadist because sadist means they enjoy inflicting pain on others. Mm. That's not a normal human being. That is an absolute evil human being who's fallen to incredible depths of evil and they enjoy it. And that's the hard thing for most people to understand is that they, to the average person, when you see a child in pain, it just breaks your heart, tears you to pieces. To them, it brings absolute joy, and they want more, and they want more of it.
It's so demonic on so many levels. And then my mind goes to, what would I do if I would see this happening to a child, which isn't good. How did you find yourself in that situation? How old were you when this first started, and did someone kidnap you off the street?
No, my parents were, especially my dad, was part of this ring. There were 10 kids in our family, and me and my sister were the unlucky ones. And they're very smart. They're smart, smart, clever people, and they do not want to get caught. And they often, and so they have strategies. They're really good at this. And so they'll often pick on a couple kids, but not the others, so that if the authorities come by and the other kids say, "No, this didn't happen to me," they threaten kids. They petrify kids. If you say anything, we'll kill you, and they will, and they do. And when you're a kid and your caretaker or your parent is the one who is the abuser, it's worse because you have nowhere to go for safety. The number one thing a child wants when being abused is safety, and when you can't get that safety, you pull all of that trauma into your body, and it stays in your body your whole life until you can figure out how to release it. And often, it's not uncommon with men, anyways, to have all that come tumbling back in their early 50s. If you're a little kid being abused, and those hormones are rushing through your body, that panic, fight or flight, that all comes back. Every bit of it comes back. You refill and live the whole damn thing.
It's unbelievable. Do you mind going through? You don't have to give detail because, otherwise I would start bawling. I can't believe even the little bit that I saw already of what you've gone through. I'm speechless. Can you give us a glimpse of a hellish scenario or two of what you experienced as a kid underneath your, was it at your home where you lived, or was it another place they would take you to?
Well, think about the ritualistic nature of this. They gather in groups to do this. And so sometimes it might be, well, in my case, several times it was in a church, in the basement of the church.
Oh, my
Sometimes it's
word.
once, okay, I'll tell you one that was pretty awful. It was in at a compound out in the country. They're really good at hiding this. So, why didn't the authorities know? Well, they're good at hiding it, and sometimes some of the authorities are in on it as well.
Yep.
So once they buried me and some other kids alive in these coffins, and to make the matters worse, inside the coffins were dead bodies where they had slit their from their throat down and pulled their rib cage out and took all the guts out, let's say, and stuck us little kids inside the bodies. And they do it because they enjoy it, and they're imaginative, and so imagine being, the coffin shuts on you and you hear the dirt, and you're pretty much scared
Oh my
beyond belief.
gosh. Oh my
And
word.
what makes it even worse is that when they undid the coffin lid, because they're good at knowing how far they can push you, like a good torturer
Unbelievable.
guy. And that coffin lid opens, and you think you have some relief, and you look out and you see adults smiling and laughing at you.
I just can't imagine. I can't. I'm like, literally, my heart, my brain right now is completely seared to what you're saying. Like, I can't even, like, I'm seriously speechless. You know that there's evil in the world. I've been reporting on it for 25 years. Your story, literally, only one other time in the history of this program, when Nathan Reynolds talked about all of the child sacrifice he witnessed as a kid with these Luciferians, the New World Order, the Masons that he was surrounded by with his family members. How many years of abuse like this did you endure?
Mine went from about age 2 or 3 to about age 8.
Oh
It's
my.
not, it, yeah, it's not uncommon too that about age 8, especially for boys, that they age out of it. You get a little smarter when you turn 8 or 9, and you're a little harder to control. Girls, they can typically take longer. Unfortunately, girls take the brunt of all this abuse more than boys, because they become a commodity afterwards to sell for sex and et cetera, et cetera. So
It's
yeah, for all
just
those years.
unbelievable. I gotta gather my thoughts and my heart. We're going to go to a short commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Jimmy, his fantastic healing process, what he's doing for thousands and thousands of people around this globe, his brand new book, and so much more. This episode, you must share with the masses. Back more with Jimmy right after this.
In a world where technology surrounds us, our exposure to EMR, or electromagnetic radiation, is higher than ever before. With over 400,000 cell towers and antennas in the United States alone, not to mention Wi-Fi that runs 24/7 in our home, cell phones that are carried in our pockets hours on end, and hundreds of 5G satellites in our orbit, common complaints are ringing in the ear, sleep deprivation, heart palpitations, insomnia, and so much more. Start protecting yourself now. Introducing Redemption Shield, your EMF protection products. With over 700 five-star reviews, Redemption Shield is leading the way in shielding and grounding products. Taking inflammation out of your body with grounding bed mats, grounding bed sheets, hats, scarves, Wi-Fi router covers, cell phone bags. Come and see us today at RedemptionShield.com and get grounded and shielded. RedemptionShield.com. Use code TINA and save 10%.
Can we trust what's written in the book of Genesis? How could a flood cover the entire earth? And where do dinosaurs fit in the Bible? Find the answers to these questions and more at the ICR Discovery Center in Dallas. Bring family and friends to experience the wonders of creation through our exhibit hall and stunning planetarium shows. Experience the origins of our universe. Step aboard Noah's Ark, chill in our Ice Age theater, meet the founders of science, encounter animatronic animals, and so much more. Our scientists' work is on display in the current research exhibit, and our biology research laboratory showcases our experiments. And don't forget to shop the Discovery Store for t-shirts, books, gifts, and more. Discover how science confirms the Bible today.
Bring your family and friends to the ICR Discovery Center in Dallas. To plan your visit, go to icr.org/Tina. That's icr.org/TINA.
Social media can absolutely affect our mental health. If you want to be aware of what's going on with your kids' mental health, you have to check out the Bark app at bark.us. That's bark.us. They alert you to anything suspicious going on with your kids' devices, including suicidal or depressed geared language. It's a must-have for families who want to protect their kids in today's tech-crazy world. I talked with Titania Jordan from Bark on a recent show for our Setting Safeguards on Tech series, and she explains how Bark is a dashboard which manages screen time and proactively monitors text messages, YouTube, emails, and a plethora of social media networks, sending alerts about any concerning content. Titania offers practical tips for parents who want to save time and gain peace of mind while their children are online. For more info, go to bark.us and get 10% off any Bark app subscription by using the code word TINA at checkout. 10% off using code word TINA at checkout, no matter what you get, at bark.us. Let's keep our kids safe. Jimmy, can you explain to us whatever happened to your parents with this? Did you end up escaping when you were older in life? Did the cops ever come and did it ever get reported? Are these people behind bars? Fill us in on the aftermath.
All right. It would be a nice story to say yes to all, to, you know, yeah, the cops came and this and that, but it is not the case. It is usually not the case. They threaten kids in such a way that the kids will not speak. It's hard for adults to imagine. You could, like the Elizabeth Smart story where she came into town in full view of everybody, and yet she was under this threat. And that is common. And little kids, they believe those threats because, like in my case, I've, like what you said, I've seen other kids killed. And so you see it, and you know that's going to be you if you don't behave.
What, without giving too much detail, you're saying that the other kids that were tortured alongside of you in this ring of Satanists, you saw mm-hmm. some other kids die in the process and during your years of abuse?
Quite a few, yes. Yeah. They.
Like how? And is it bothering you? Because the last thing I want you to do is try to go back to that memory if you're, you know what I mean? Because that's probably obviously traumatizing. So I don't want to cause more trauma.
It's actually not. If you properly heal from a certain traumatic event, you can go back there without being triggered. It does bring sadness, but sadness is a different emotion. Sometimes accidentally kill kids because they take it too far, leave you in the coffin too long. And then they purposefully kill kids. They will get extreme joy out of dismembering a child.
Oh my gosh.
While they are being sexually aroused. Off the charts, makes no sense. We sometimes call them monsters and demons, which they are, but in public they don't look like it. You can go to any prison and interview a bunch of pedophiles, and many of them are judges and police officers and doctors, and they're average people, and they're nice and they're kind and they're cordial. You know, they're not the badass people with tats all over them. It's, you know, like the gangbangers and whatnot. But they are far, far, far worse. Yeah,
and
they're imaginative too. They're clever. If they torture kids in one way, then okay, they'll get bored with it. Now they got to come up with a different way of torturing it to satisfy their deviance.
And these kids are buried in a backfield. Hidden where there's no evidence.
Yeah, they okay. So back to your original question. My dad passed away before the memories came back of all this. So he was never caught. They're so good at not getting caught. And they're so good at they've mastered the art of stealing and abusing children and not getting caught, let's say. And if you spend any time on figuring that out, you realize that they have their ways. They will pay women a lot of money so that they will have a child in their organization rather than abort the child. Now they have a child with no name or birth record. They'll kidnap little Susie, let's say, and like in Poland, for instance, there's some rings. They'll kidnap little kids. And now the police are looking for little Susie. But they take little Susie to a country in the world where it's legal for an adult to marry a child. That will happen. Little Susie's name will change in all the records, and little Susie will come back to the compound where they do their stuff as, you know, Rachel. Now nobody's looking for Rachel.
Have you ever wanted to start a charity or ministry? Launching a nonprofit can be time-consuming, expensive, and overwhelming. If you have a vision and mission, but don't know where to start or how to raise donations, Capstone Legacy Foundation is your solution. Their ministry charity project allows you to receive tax-free donations without the expense and hassle of forming your own 501c3, and in less than 48 hours. This ministry partnership fund is exactly how Counterculture Ministries got its start, and we grew quickly. Capstone Legacy Foundation handles all your legal and accounting paperwork, allowing you time to develop the ministry and message God gave you. Call Capstone today at 610-688-8890 or check out capstonelegacy.org for more information and tell them Tina sent you. Partner with Capstone Legacy Foundation to transform our culture for Christ and get your nonprofit started today.
We have four principles. First Amendment, Second Amendment, right to life, military and first responders.
My name's Scott. I'm with Patriot Mobile. What is going on with all the woke companies in this country? It seems like everybody has completely lost their minds, right? No more. This is called voting with our dollars. We need to start prioritizing our beliefs and our values over convenience and comfort. And this is why companies like Patriot Mobile are so important right now.
If you have a place to go put your money, you always want to put it with somebody that's like mine.
Of course.
I think that's the beauty of Patriot Mobile. We're a conservative alternative.
My pronouns are Bible believer, gun carrier, and mama bear. We are the nation's only Christian conservative wireless provider.
Switch today at patriotmobile.com. For free activation, use promo code Tina.
Do you have a close-knit relationship with the rest of your siblings, your brothers and sisters, through all this?
Yeah, one sister of mine who's just older, this happened to her too, and I remember that. The other siblings, this did not happen to, or they have no memory of it. And you ask about my mother. She was not part of it. But often the women in such situations, let's say, are also threatened.
Yep. Yeah.
They go along with it.
I keep saying it, but there, I'm literally, honestly speechless. I don't even know what to say about what you've seen and had to endure throughout your entire life. I want you to quickly answer what you think the answer is to these next two questions, because I definitely want to get to the healing aspect of what you have been able to personally experience and what you offer other people. Your ministry is unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Why do you think predators prey upon our kids?
As far as I can tell, even the smartest psychologists who've made an attempt at trying to figure this out don't really, really, really know the answer. Mm. I mean, you can see a pattern where a kid will be introduced to pornography and go deeper and deeper and deeper, and that'll send you down there. Add alcohol and drugs to it, that'll send you down there if you're not careful. Many abusers were abused as children.
Mm-hmm.
And many of them gravitate towards what is familiar. You know, the classic situation where a young girl will get raped as a young kid, and then she'll grow up and she will be attracted to men who abuse her. There's a familiarity to it that doesn't really make any sense, but I don't have to make sense of it. It is prevalent. It is, I mean, go look at any national sex offendery list in your neighborhood and see how many pedophiles there are. And that will shock you. And then realize that there could be 10 times that many, because they're so good at not getting caught. A quote from a pedophile: a little child is no different for me than a ham sandwich. A ham sandwich is an object that satisfies my need for hunger. A child is an object that satisfies my need to dominate sexually. Another quote from pedophiles: I am more addicted to dominating little children sexually than I am to my cocaine habit.
It's absolutely disgusting. It comes back to the millstone. Better for a person to have a millstone tied around their neck and thrown to the depths of the sea than to injure a little one. That's the verse that pops out every single time. And I was telling you before we got started, and I was looking at your show notes, and I felt physically ill reading over what we're going to talk about today. And I literally prayed and I asked God to give me strength to get through this interview, and very thankful you came on to be Ron Real with our audience today. This is absolutely happening. I personally heard about horror stories not as horrific as yours, but still grotesque, when I lived in the Hollywood Hills at the age of 20 for that decade doing film and TV. The horrific stories I would hear about that I absolutely knew were accurate. Why do you think child abuse is such an epidemic?
Well, first of all, it is highly addictive. People don't think in that terms, that abusing a child is as addictive as like smoking or alcohol or cocaine or other drugs and whatnot. It is highly addictive. The gateway typically, maybe not always, but typically is pornography. And we know pornography can be very addictive. And sure, many people participate in porn and they don't become child abusers. Fair enough. But you take every serial killer, and they are child abusers because they often kill children, their gateway is pornography. Well, you add other addictions like alcohol and drugs and whatnot, and you are on your way. And once you're addicted to that, you want more, and you want more of it, and you want it in more
depraved,
imaginative ways.
Yes.
Depravity, yeah. And and somebody asked me not long ago, I was like, well, how? Explain, you know, like an alcohol, somebody who's addicted to alcohol, how is that different than being addicted to child abuse? It's way, way, way different. With child abuse, you can go down and down and down, and you can go just keep going depths and depths and depths lower than alcohol.
You have okay. A fantastic website, jimmytoro.com, everyone. JIMMITORO.com. Check it out. On here, Jimmy, we can get a bunch of your prints, correct?
Yeah, and then you can go to the book section, just click on the book, and you can order the book as well.
This is just fantastic. Also get the book right here, Heal. This is just great. And then last but not least, I know people will want to donate to your cause. There's no way they wouldn't. Rescue 11, Fighting for the Children, everyone. Go to rescue11.org. Donate at the top right corner. Hit the blue button and donate. Everybody out there, share these episodes with the masses. The red flags were given. The resources were given. And Jimmy's horrific childhood was shared, so that we know how evil this globe really is, and the fact that we now have the knowledge to go out there and do something about it. So be proactive, donate to Jimmy's cause, and get off the bench in the game to help save children's lives.